Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And welcome back into our program this morning. A little earlier, if you were with us, you heard the Bear, Jared Jones, talking about his trip with us to quail hunt and gator hunt. Well, one of those features was called A Bear, A Monster, and Two Gators on Bayou Wild TV. Stephen Milam, the shortstop and roommate of Jared, was along for the trip. And here's what he had to say to Lance Burgess after the trips.
So, Stephen, or do you rather go by Monster?
It's Stephen, too. Stephen's good.
Stephen's good?
Yeah.
Well, tell us a little bit about your experience and how it felt to get out in the Louisiana Bayou and hunt down a real monster.
It felt good. Kind of seeing it all for the first time, the bayou and the swamp and everything. It was really kind of like breathtaking, honestly, like just seeing, being out there in the water in the wild with those gators and, you know, seeing how big they are. It's crazy. You know, we had them already trapped and, you know, pulled them up to the boat. And whenever I shot him, I mean, I didn't know he was dead yet. He kept moving, but it was an experience I'll never forget.
Yeah. What have you seen, I guess, on TV and everything, and what were your expectations going into an alligator hunt?
I didn't expect them to be that big. I kind of expected it to be like a little easier, like, oh, you just shoot them once and they're dead. I didn't know you needed to hit them in the back of the head in a perfect spot. I didn't think they'd be kind of that aggressive either. Uh-huh. But I mean, kind of all figured it out while you were doing it.
Yeah. Well, you made a good shot. You made the kill shot. Mm-hmm. What's it feel like when you make the kill shot on the baseball field and you know, you connect with that bat?
Yeah, it feels good. Both of them do. You just got to lift the gator up and instead of running around the bases, but
yeah,
it felt really good.
Interesting. Well, tell me a little bit, you know, you're from New Mexico, right?
Yes.
Tell me some of your earliest memories of being in the outdoors, whether it was hunting, fishing. I know you grew up, your father was a Border Patrol agent.
Yeah.
So tell me what life was like for young Monster Milam.
I grew up, I mean, always playing baseball, always busy, but my dad would take me and my family to the lake whenever we were younger. And, you know, we'd go fishing or just put fishing poles out there and catch some fish. I don't even know what's out there, honestly, but I've been elk hunting before. Me and my dad and my grandpa went. Mm-hmm. We shot 2 elk in the mountains in New Mexico, and other than that, that's kind of about it. I mean, I've seen like my friends like shoot like coyotes and stuff like that, but I've never like actually been out there doing it. Mm-hmm. So it was cool.
Obviously, you guys are full-time student athletes, mm-hmm. and getting the chance to experience a different part of Louisiana. What did that mean to you?
It was more eye-opening, honestly, because, I mean, I come from the desert and, you know, we're in the swamp and in the bayou out here. So it was a big eye-opening experience and, you know, the difference in land and, you know, people in the community is way different. I enjoyed every moment of it. I mean, I want to go hunting again. I want to go duck hunting here soon. So, yeah. I like hunting. I like getting out, you know, getting away from baseball too, and it's fun for me.
What do you do for an escape other than baseball? What are some things you like to do?
I like to cook.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like to watch movies, relax. I mean, we're so busy and, you know, our bodies get beat up, so you can't really do too much. But, I mean, I like to hunt also. And every once in a while, I'll play with some video games, but that's about it.
Have you started to look up some different alligator recipes? And
I have.
And when you eat alligator, I'm sure you've eaten it, right?
Yeah, I've eaten it. It tastes like chicken. It's pretty similar, I think, but I haven't really dabbled too much in the alligator.
Yeah. What's your favorite way to eat it?
Fried.
Fried a gator? Fried. Yeah, can't beat that. What can LSU fans expect for the upcoming LSU baseball season?
They can expect, you know, when you're coming to LSU, you only got one expectation, and that's a national championship. And that's what we're all going for. I mean, we got good guys coming back. We got Bear, Chase Shores.
Yeah.
Good transfers coming in and good young guys. So, I mean, that's what we're trying to do, is win another national championship.
All right, there it is. Steven Milam, also known as Monster Milam. And you'll watch him tonight. And Jared Jones, a couple of great guys. Had a lot of fun with them, gator hunting and quail hunting. And best of luck to them in the World Series and also into their future careers as Major League ball players. Coming back after this, we got a Major League fisherman joining us. His name is Captain Mike Gallo. We call him Born on the Bayou. His report is next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And CETO presents the Born on the Bayou report with Captain Mike Gallo for $249. That is a yearly membership. And what does that get you? Well, unlimited fuel drops if you happen to run dry, 24/7 tow-ins from wherever to wherever, jump starts for electrical problems, whatever it takes to get you back safely. It's like having a AAA policy on the water. And most of all, it's peace of mind for you and your loved ones when it's most needed. And it's all one call away. Captain Chris will sign you up, 504-301-4545, or do it online, CETO.com. Captain Mike Gallo joins us now. And Mike, you out early on the water for your trip today?
I'm not out today, Don. My client made the decision on Wednesday that the forecast had too much rain in it. They were driving in from Tennessee, so we got them rescheduled into the fall.
Oh, wow, man. I mean, you know, you can't cancel a trip because of a rain forecast around here, you know.
Well, they were seniors. I've been fishing with them for many years.
Ah, okay.
And they'll make it back. They'll make it back down.
Well, good. So what has your gang been doing this week? Where have y'all been fishing and what you been catching?
It's been a good week. It's been a typical summer. Get out there early. If you're fishing trout, the speckled trout have been still seeing some trout in Lake Pontchartrain. Also doing some trout fishing in some of the lakes on the edge of the Biloxi Marsh, fishing popping corks with plastic, looking for current lines over the oyster reefs have been productive, or just the tide flowing around the edge of an island. I like to put my back to the island and go away from it and watch my depth finder, and when I see a little contour change, I'll position myself where we can fish that contour change. Depending on depth, if it's 6 feet or under, I'll fish a popping cork, and if it's 6 feet or more, I'll fish a drop shot. We'll start out with live shrimp, and if we get some fish feeding, we may switch over to plastic or do a combination of plastic and live. And that's been successful for us. When the atmosphere starts to heat up, 10 or 11 o'clock, you got to keep your eyes open and your ears open for rain developing or lightning.
Yeah, there's been some tight storms, but boy, some of them have been pretty intense. And luckily with the radar you've got, you managed to try to avoid those and keep away from them. What is your rule of thumb? You know, when you feel the pressure dropping, the temperature drops, clouds building, wind starts to pick up, when is it go time to get out of Dodge for you? Because, you know, that stimulates a bite sometimes when that pressure drops and you don't want to leave those fish.
It just depends on which way the storm is coming. Is it between me and getting back to my lodge, or is it approaching from the south? And when it gets close, I can outrun it going back to my lodge. So which direction it's going and traveling really plays a large part in that. And that radar really comes in handy to not only see those storms, how far off they are, you can track how fast they're moving, whether they're growing, whether they're dissipating. Very, very helpful. I don't know that I would leave the dock without it in the summertime.
Yeah. What's bait availability over that way?
There's plenty of bait. The marinas have been well-stocked with live shrimp. I'm still seeing some shrimpers in Lake Bourne, so there's got to be shrimp out there. The few trips that I made toward the eastern edge of the Biloxi Marsh, I saw shrimpers out there as well. So plenty of bait availability. It's just a matter of get to the marina early where you can get your bait and still get out on the water.
I know you don't do much of it, but how about evening fishing? Have you talked to anybody that's been successful going out in the late evenings?
I've seen quite a few reports where a lot of the people that have camps up and down the Old Spanish Trail or along the lakefront, the Lake Catherine area, you know, a lot of these are working people. They'll get home from work, get settled down, jump in the boat, and make a quick 30-minute run to wherever. And evening trips can be very productive. I'm not a fan of cleaning fish with mosquitoes biting me. So that's the main reason I don't do it. Yeah. When I have clients staying in the lodge and it may be raining in the morning, we may make an evening trip, and then I'll just ice those fish down and clean them the next day when we come in at our normal time. Just clean two boxes of fish instead of one, but we're able to accommodate what the customers came for if weather's in the way.
Gotcha. Mike, thanks for the report. As always, if people want to get you, we've got you listed on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. Give them your site and telephone number.
You can find me at AAofLA.com, social media, Angling Adventures of Louisiana, or the telephone, 985-781-7811.
Still got no fish, no pay, right?
Still got no fish, no pay. Going to continue that till I hang up my hooks.
Tell you what, it doesn't happen often, if ever.
It's been many years, over 20, yeah, since I've had a trip where I didn't catch any fish.
All right. Mike, have a good week, and we'll talk to you next time.
All right, Don, we'll talk to you then. Happy Father's Day to everybody out there, and y'all be safe.
There he goes. Good advice always. Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana. All right, coming back after this is Paddler's Report time. Butch Ridgedale joins us. He'll give you some information, some advice, some tips on where to put a few fish into the kayak. He's next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your network. And our Stroking Report is brought to you by No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Drive in Metairie. They open their doors today at 10 a.m. And when you go in there, you can ask about fly tying and fly fishing classes that they sponsor. Also, check out their paddle sports equipment, the kayaks. They got some great sharp-looking apparel and the outdoor gear, the latest fishing tackle that's used in the local area. They are a fly shop specialist. No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Drive in Metairie. Butch Ridsdale joins us now. Good morning, Butch. What can you tell us as far as news about the Bayou Coast Fishing Club and maybe some advice and tips for people headed out in the kayak to catch a few?
Good morning. Bayou Coast, we've got a fun event scheduled for next weekend, but it's in Navarre Beach, Florida. A lot of the guys are going down, going to go out to some of the close reefs about a half mile out and try their luck at some snapper and no telling what. I mean, they've caught tarpon, sailfish, a little bit of everything, but it's going to be a fun event. The information's on the Bayou Coast Facebook page, and I think that's next Friday and Saturday, and I think they may try to stay until Sunday. Just depends on what the weather's like, the sea conditions, so we can get out and see if they can catch some of those red snapper over there.
I tell you, that's a beautiful place. We were there just a few weeks ago. We were actually catching pompano off the bridge, and there were some kayakers there, too. And you don't have to paddle very far. You go out to, like, that first or maybe the second sandbar, and that's every now and then a school of those pompano will move in, and that's a great fish to catch. And, of course, being able to get to snappers in range of kayak range is also a wonderful thing. And the water's just so pretty over there.
It's beautiful, yeah. It's very fortunate to have something like, you know, a fishery like that right there along the Gulf Coast.
What about closer to home in Louisiana? What are you hearing? Have you made any trips or talked to any of your club members?
I've made two trips. I made one in Big Lake last weekend. Went to Joe's Cove, me and a buddy. Caught a few nice trout. I think we had one up to about 4.5 pounds. Nice trout. And then Saturday morning, me and another club member from Lafayette, we ventured down LA-1 and went to Basalt. And tried to find some redfish. And put it this way, I caught more flounder than I did redfish that day. It's redfish down LA-1 quarter have been pretty tough this year since the freeze.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm looking at the star leaderboard for the kayak division, and where you that area you were fishing, Brad Billardine brought in a 4.20. He's the leader for kayaks in the southwest zone. He waded in over at Stelly's at Gulfway. And yep. In the West, Doug Menifee, he caught one 4.10. So a lot of big trout coming in on those kayaks.
Yeah, that's what I was fishing with last weekend. But he caught that during the week with his brother. They went back. He'd actually caught one bigger than that the Saturday we went. But he had his motor on his kayak, so he didn't register it. He would have had to put that in the boat division. So he went back without his motor, and he caught that one. So.
That's an important point you bring up. You know, a lot of kayakers are out there competing in the kayak division, and unbeknownst to them, when they got the motor on it, then you're in the boat division.
Exactly. That's what I'm. You know, that's what I plan on doing. I'm going to do it this year, and I'm going to do. You know, I'm going to fish with my motor in events that I can, and I'm going to shoot. I'm going to play with the big boys this year. I'm going to go after that boat.
Very good. Well, the tournament next week at Navarre Beach, what are you, you know, you mentioned a lot of different species. How are the winners determined? What are the categories?
Okay, this is actually not going to be a tournament. This is just a fun event. They've had something in the past, but I think they just narrowed it down to people going down there, let's just have a good time. There's probably going to be some a little side pot action going on between some of the members and some of the guys down there, but this year, I think it was just, hey, let's just go down there and have fun, because they weren't sure the dates at first. Weather's always a big concern on that, but it's going to be a more of a fun thing. Tournament-wise, Lafayette's hosting their annual LA1 Slamboree next weekend. So if anybody local wants to jump in and try to go catch a redfish, trout, and a flounder down LA1, we'll be hosting that next Saturday. And we'll weigh in there at the park behind the gas station, the park in Golden Meadow. But Lafayette Kayak Facebook page has got the information about that. It'll be interesting. We'll just have to see how it goes. Like I said, it's a slam tournament.
Right.
One other event this year, the Hobie Saltwater Series. Texas had an event planned, and they had to cancel it. A Texas organization. So between the Lafayette Club, Bayou Coast, and the Mobile Club, we all three got together, and we're going to host one the 28th. I think that's the date. I'll take that back. Let me confirm the date. Yes, the 28th, I'm sorry. And Gulfport. So we're all three kind of working in conjunction, but Bayou Coast taking the lead. And having one of the Hobie Saltwater Series qualifiers over in Gulfport. So,
and they can get signed up and information on any of those three sites?
Yes, all three sites have got the information on there. So it'll be a fill-in. It's a quick thing. We just started talking about it a few weeks ago, but we all said, hey, let's so we can get the number of qualifiers we want, let's host one and let's spread it out. If people want to get out of town a little bit and go along the Gulf Coast, let's get over there and give it a shot.
Sounds like a great idea. Butch, thanks so much for all the information and report. We really appreciate it. And get out there and catch a few, and we'll talk to you next time.
Sounds good. Have a good one.
Thank you. Butch Ridgedale, one of our field reporters. Next week, we'll hear from Brendan Bayard. All right, coming up after this, it's bad boy time. And this guy got himself in a heap of trouble fooling with, of all things, butterflies. His story's next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Radio Network. All right, text messages coming in. Lafayette Yacker says he had a good day fishing last week down at Shell Beach, and he got to see that 6.4 speck that was weighed in made his catch seem small. Happy Father's Day to all. Yeah, that was Andrew Haas caught a 6.48, and he is the leader over there in the speckled trout category for that division. All right, we also have this one coming in saying, it's funny looking at the bear, we're talking about Jared Johnson, while at bat, he reminds me of Will Poulter from the movie We're the Millers. Not familiar with it. I'll have to check that out. And we got this one in from a Florida listener. Today is the second free fishing weekend in Florida. It's freshwater fish with no license. What we learned this week is it is shark mating season, and they go after tarpon. One went after a 9-year-old girl at Boca Grande and nearly tore her hand off. She was flown to a hospital in Tampa where doctors reattached her hand, and yesterday she moved all her fingers. I did see a news report, an interview with her mother, who was really distraught, and two of the men that helped rescue her, and so glad to hear that they did that reattachment and she's actually got movement in her fingers. It's incredible what modern medicine can do today. All right, when we come back after this quick 10-second identification pause, we're going to tell you about a guy who got in a lot of trouble. We call him the Butterfly Burglar. He's our bad boy of the outdoors next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. This week's bad boy, Charles Limmer, is an online butterfly collector in Commack, New York, who, despite being advised by U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service enforcement that he was operating illegally since he didn't have the necessary permits, continued to illegally import and sell on eBay rare and endangered butterflies and insects. In 2023, Limmer was charged under the Lacey Act, which you may or may not know. The Lacey Act is a federal law that prohibits the trade of illegally taken, possessed, transported, or sold wildlife, fish, or plants. In 2024, he pled guilty to conspiracy to smuggle wildlife he and his co-conspirators had packaged and falsely labeled as decorative wall coverings. It included more than 2,400 protected birdwing butterflies from the Solomon Islands. It's a gorgeous insect, and you can see a picture of it on my latest Facebook page post. Finally, on April 3rd, receiving a sentence of 2 years home confinement, a criminal fine of $5,500, forfeiture of $30,000 in illegal proceeds, and a forfeiture of his 17,000 butterfly and insect collection valued at over $200,000 is butterfly smuggler 75-year-old Charles Limmer of Commack, New York, our bad boy of the outdoors. Well, that's a whole lot of butterfly going on there. Man, what a value on those things. What a beautiful insect. You can take a look at it. If you go on my Facebook page, you'll see I posted a picture of it there along with our buddy Monster Milam, and also Jared Jones, and my loving up on my dog, Smokey. I think Smokey would go home with Jared. All right, anyway, we got coming up right after this break, we got Ryan Lambert. We're going to check in with him. He's fresh back from an Argentina trip. And then we're going to talk show host, fisherman Moon Griffon. A lot of you want to hear from Moon. He went fishing recently up at Lake Bartholomew, and he's going to give us a report on that. All that's still to come. Stick around. We're here with the Outdoors on Don Dubuque Radio Network. And the Plastic Man, Captain Ryan Lambert, is peacefully celebrating Father's Day a day early in Luling, Louisiana. You got the girls there with you, huh?
Yeah, they will be. They're sleeping right now.
That's right. I forget how early we do this stuff, you know.
Yeah, we
normal
do this
people.
Early.
Yeah, normal people aren't up this time of the day.
Abnormal people. We are the normal people.
That's what I'm. Oh, really? Okay. As long as you say so. Well, you sound rested. You had came back from your trip in Argentina. Have you got a chance to put the boat in the water and do some fishing since you're back?
Yeah, fishing's on fire, buddy. I mean, it's on fire. I think Todd had double limits, and his customer said, we got an 8-hour drive. He was back before 10 o'clock yesterday. So, yeah, it was good. And everything's good. I mean, specks, reds, you know, you got ancillary fish, you got snappers, you got, you know, triple tails are starting. It's going to be good. It's going to be a great summer. The river's falling. I can tell you one thing I know for sure. It's a lot nicer flying from summer to winter than winter to summer.
Why would you say that?
Because it's nice and cool when you get there. When you come here, it's like in a sauna.
Yeah, the boogies.
2 weeks, you forget about it.
You know,
I didn't see 60 degrees for 2 weeks.
I know you don't do a lot of it, but you are licensed to go out and catch red snapper in your bay boat. You know, I was thinking, for people that have a tendency to get seasick on a bigger boat, do you find the same thing on a small boat, or is it less people getting seasick? I think when you're on a smaller boat, for some reason, you don't get that motion sickness that you would on an offshore boat.
Yeah, you'll still get it. You know, I've been guiding, 47 years now, and I had one guy start to get seasick on my boat. Was fishing and surfing about 25 years ago. I said, well, jump on the boat and go walk on the bank, and you'll feel better right away. So I'm going down the bank fishing with the other guys, and I hear him screaming, come get me, come get me, I'll be good. I said, you'll be good. It's not punishment. Now I go over here, and the sand flies were wearing him out. He had blood running down his neck. I said, oh, my God. He thought I punished him. So he didn't have seasickness no more. But I was fishing last week. I was fishing snappers 2-3 weeks ago before I went to Argentina. And I had a guy, we was catching him every cast. And he said, oh, man, I'm getting woozy. I said, just get that fish in and you'll be done and we'll get out of here. As soon as we get on top, you'll be fine, as he was.
Yeah.
You know, so I've never really had that seasickness on my boat.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've never been seasick, but it doesn't look like it's a whole lot of fun. But it's amazing once they get on land or on a surface, you know, where they can stand and the rocking quits, they recover real quickly. You know, you're talking about those sand flies. Day before yesterday, I went on a foraging trip out in the Honey Island Swamp. And let me tell you, that place in summer is nothing nice. Mosquitoes, deer flies, sand flies, and even a stump-tail cottonmouth in there, too. I mean, you know,
oh,
it's just,
great.
Yeah, not a pleasant place to be. It's like a steamy jungle in there.
Yeah, well, there's a place where we go launching beers with a bunch of oak trees, and the sand flies will, I mean, it literally are attacking all around your truck on the way in there. There's so many of them. I mean, it's crazy.
You know, I've known a lot of people that got serious infections from being bitten by those greenhead sandflies. Because if you notice, they get on dead fish and dead animals. They must get a bacteria in their mouth, and if they come bite you, it can, you know, get you pretty ill.
Well, they got some kind of anticoagulant, because wherever they bite you, I mean, you'll see blood just running down their leg. You know, like just running down your leg. So it's kind of strange.
Vampire.
We don't
flies.
Get on them too much, except when we go to the beach. You know.
Yeah, vampire flies, you know.
Yeah. Tell you what, there's been some really nice trout caught this year. I mean, I've seen 7 3/4. I've seen a 7.5.
Wow.
I've seen a bunch of them around that area. So, yeah, they got, you know, it's finally getting some big ones coming back. That's all the way since the oil spill, since we had big fish like that.
Yeah. Have you made any trips, or any of you guys gone as far as Chandelier and fished that surf on the islands?
Earlier in the year, a couple of guys that I know went all the way to Chandelier in there. Actually, Sarah and Andy went out there, and there was a school of about 3,000 or 4,000 bull reds.
Mm.
And they just sat in them all day with the fly rod, just catching them. But yeah, just a giant, massive school just sitting out there. So, you know, in the winter months, the spring months, you'll get those bull reds out there, but you know, the trout, the people out there catching the trout right now, pretty regular in all the islands, you know, from Bretton, Gozier, Curlew, Freemason, all the way to Chandelier. So, yeah, they're catching trout out there right now. But they're catching trout almost everywhere. We're catching them on the points, on the flats, on the rigs, on the islands. There's a lot of trout right now.
Yeah, it's been
and
a good trout
11
season.
Something is going to fall all the way down to 7 in the next 2 weeks. So, It's fixing to get really good, because 7 is the magic number when the pogies start coming toward the river, and the bull reds will come with them. So it's shaping up to be a great, great summer.
Yeah, well, should be right just in time for our hunt of a lifetime trip. We have that 9-year-old cancer patient coming down from Ohio. It should be a lot of fun getting him on some fish.
Yeah, well, we'll try to get him on some snappers, and if we can't, we'll get him on bull reds, but we're going to get his arm stretched.
Yeah, we'll do it. Well, listen, y'all have a good time now. What's on the menu around there today?
Steaks, I think, today.
Steak, sounds good.
Yep, I think we'll do steaks and all the good things, and some nice Creole tomatoes with balsamic vinegar. I love that.
Yeah. All sounding good. Well, listen, thank you for the report. I don't want anybody disturbing you this Father's Day weekend, but if they want to give you a call or check the website come Monday, tell them how to get you.
They can call me anytime at CajunFishingAdventures.com or call me at 504-559-5111. And they got a lot of room this summer. It's a little slow, so come on, get you a good fishing trip.
Yeah, and don't forget to book your teal hunt early because there's only 9 days to pick from.
Yeah, and a lot of that's booked already, too. I've got a few spots left, but it's going to be busy.
All righty. Sounds good. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, buddy. See you.
There he goes, Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures. You know, it's kind of an oasis down there amongst the levee. You got the levees on one side and the road going down the middle. Not a whole lot of land down there, but, boy, when you see those palm trees and the swimming pool, great place, Cajun Fishing Adventures. All right, we come back after this. We're going to talk to Moon Griffon, talk show host turned fisherman on weekends, and we'll find out about his latest trip up to Lake Bartholomew, one of his home field fishing spots. He's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And on this Father's Day weekend, we want to welcome in Mr. Moon Griffon, talk show host heard on many of these same stations. Moon, good morning. How you doing, buddy?
Don, doing great, man. Happy Father's Day. It's a beautiful day, man. Hey, yes, I got up this morning. I'm not fishing, Don, but I got up.
Well, we appreciate that. Let me ask you this. Is Moon your real name? Is that on your birth certificate, or is that a nickname?
No, it's a nickname. It's Blaine Michael Griffin. So I always sign stuff Blaine M. Moon came around. My mom and dad actually nicknamed that to me. I was a big kid. I'm about 6'5", 240, but I was a big kid. And my favorite song used to be Moon River. So you know how little kids are. When they get a song, they'd go, hey, come on, Moon, come listen to your song. And it kind of stuck. That's about it.
That's great. Well, Moon, you got a chance to fish one of your favorite lakes, Bartholomew Lake, which a lot of people, I think they call it the Cutoff or something. It's an oxbow lake. Tell us about that. You fished a tournament up there a couple weeks ago, huh?
Yeah. The week before that, I was fortunate. I fished with my brother Steve, and we were on Black River Lake, and we actually won the tournament and caught a couple nice four pluses. I got to be honest, he caught them. But the next week, I went to Bartholomew, beautiful lake. Goes through the subdivision. It's really like a bayou, Don. We would call it a bayou, and we call it Bayou Bartholomew. They do call it the Cutoff. And it's a beautiful lake. Not a lot of grass, but a lot of piers, a lot of cypress trees. And it's kind of a good gem. I mean, we've caught some big fish out of there, but the other day a guy named Joe Dyke has won it with about 14-something, and I didn't have my best day, but it was okay. I got the fish, Don.
What's the secret to fishing the bass in that lake, would you say?
That lake right there, you know, it's kind of an inland deal. So, I mean, and it flows out to the Washita River. It's a great topwater lake, buzzbait lake. The other day, it was more of a crankbait type bite. Crankbait, spinnerbait, all good. And but a lot of cypress trees, Don. Flipping worms and jigs and things of that nature are pretty good. That's kind of what I did. Catching what I caught.
We're talking with talk show host Moon Griffon. He concentrates mostly on Louisiana politics from Mondays through Friday, but on weekends he's been known to become a fisherman. Lake Bartholomew, I have never been there. I'd love to go up there and fish. What else is there besides bass? They have a pretty good sockeye population and brim?
They catch a lot of brim. It is a big-time brim lake. It's probably the main forage for the bass. And they catch a lot of brim, a lot of brim beds. They catch sockeye, but look down when you go up there. If you bring somebody up there, you start talking to somebody, you got to call them white perch. don't call them sockeye. Listen, it's a funny story. I go to college up there, and then the spring comes around, and the fall and spring and all that. And I hear a white perch, white perch, white perch. And I thought, I wonder what that is. I didn't really know. And my buddy, we went to his grandfather's. And then he said, hey, y'all come see the white perch. My grandfather called. He wants us to stay and eat some. And I said, great, I get to see what a white perch is. So I walk over there, and, you know, with this old coon-ass Cajun accent, you go over there, and I open that ice chest, and I looked in there, and I said, you got to be joking. I said, that's a white perch. I said, no, that ain't that. That's a sockeye. I said, you dang people from North Louisiana can't pronounce sockeye, so y'all came up with a new name for it.
Well, in my fishing areas, they go by both names. So some people call them sockeye, some call them white perch. You know, the name I hate for them is that crappie or crappie. That's a terrible name for a delicious fish.
Well, that fish eats as well as any of them, and I have to agree with you. If you start calling it crappie, maybe less people will fish them, and you can catch more of them.
You know, a fish I love to catch, too, is although they're seasonal in most of the waters I fish, it's actually a red-ear sunfish. People call them shell crackers and chinkapins. What do they call them up there?
They call basically chinkapins. That was it's funny you brought that up, and my daddy, you know, he liked to fish and hunt, but what he really liked to do was catch chinkapins. And when they started running, I guess what about May, because I don't really fish that, that's when he went and get it. The only fish I think he ever mounted was a chinkapin. He caught one of like a pound or something like that. It was really, really big. And that's what they call them. They call them that up there, too.
Yeah,
they will say that for some reason, but they can't say sockeye.
Oh, well, whatever you call it, it's a great fish and a great time. And how do you fish them up there? You fish them with shiners or artificial or jigs or both?
They do both. I notice if it gets tough, they'll go to shiners. But a lot of the guys I knew that left bass fishing to do that, they mostly fish them with the jigs. They'll fish them with a cork, or they'll just fish them with nothing on them and get in that water from, you know, it gets warm up from 8 to 10 foot of water and catch them. Of course, in the spring, they're going to come real shallow, but they catch them mostly on jigs. But, yeah, they are the people that's going to use shiners.
All right, we'll talk with Moon Griffon about Lake Bartholomew. Moon, if somebody wants to go make a trip up there, are there nice lodges where you can rent camps and stuff like that?
Well, there's really no camps on this place. Like I said, they don't have a state park or anything like that, because it's really a bayou, and it goes the whole way through a subdivision is basically what it does. But there's hotels and stuff you can rent. The landing's really nice. There's really only – there's two public landings, but one of them's kind of gravel, and it's at the end of the – very end of the lake. They got one called Barris Boat Dock, and they redid it. It's nice. That's the best place to put in. You know, if you know somebody on the lake, there's some private boat docks, but really that's the only public boat dock on that lake.
Mm-hmm. Shouldn't be hard to find. Well, Moon, if we get some time, we'd love to go up there and fish with you, maybe shoot a Bayou Wild TV episode we've been talking about doing it, and I'd love to get introduced to that lake and spend time with a guy like you. It'd be a real pleasure.
I tell you what, my friend, when I get the call, I'm going. I can promise you. I'm headed to Death River next weekend to fish one up there, and that's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, good luck to you, and thanks for being with us, and keep up the good work on the radio, my friend.
All right, Don. You too. God bless, brother.
All right. Moon Griffon, host of the Moon Griffon Show. You can catch him weekdays on a variety of stations across Louisiana. All right, that's going to wrap it up for us. We'll be back again to do this next week. Special guest will be Ashley Ray talking about the Fish Crab Explorer Great Outdoors event coming to Lacombe, Louisiana in 2 weeks. We'll have fishing reports, the stuff you and I just love to talk about. Don't forget to take Dad fishing, or Dad take your kids fishing, whichever works for you. We'll see you next week. Thanks to Cullen Steele, our producer, and we'll be back with The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.